This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The best local sports talk in the Flower City. One Bills Live and the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Weekday afternoons on the Sports Leader, ESPN Rochester.
Back in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester, and plenty of exciting news this weekend. Of course, the NHL draft, the Buffalo Sabres. Rasmus Dahlin meeting the media today, and Bill Hoppe, BuffaloHockeyBeat.com, was there and on the scene. Good to have Bill in the Sports Bar with us now. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Bill, we appreciate your time. It was funny. I was thinking in the back of my mind we'd have you on, for the Amherst playoff run, but we never got more than one game. So, sorry, we never had more than one, but maybe we'll make it a date for next year. Bill, your impressions now seeing Rasmus Dahlin, hearing him. For an 18-year-old, how does he carry himself?
Oh, he carries himself about as maturely, if that's the word, as any 18-year-old I've ever seen. He knows the right things to say. I don't think it's lip service. I think he really believes these things. I think he's been on his own for a few years. He's played pro hockey already over in Sweden. So he understands the expectations. He understands the pressure. I think he embraces it. And I think he'll, of course, be a good one. But I also think he's ready to be thrown right into the fire, just based, not only based on his talent, but just based on the way he acts, the things he says. I think his maturity is a huge asset in his game.
Yeah, Bill, we've been maybe looking at this all wrong. I mean, all along knowing that Rasmus Dahlin was going to be the selection of the Buffalo Sabres, I think we were trying to figure out, all right, what veteran are you going to pair with him on the blue line there in that top pairing in order to kind of ease him into the NHL? Is the proper way to look at this is like, no, what veteran are we going to put with Rasmus Dahlin to make that veteran better because he's that good? Which side of that fence are you on?
I'm not sure that's a good point. If you can find, if there's a veteran out there in free agency you think would be a good mix with him, who could mentor him, who could play 20-some minutes beside him, then try to go after him. But if you're going to keep Rasmus Ristolainen and you want to ease the pressure on him a little, maybe you put him with Dahlin, but in doing that, you still try to cut his minutes a little bit by putting him on the second power play. I'm not sure. There's a lot of different ways you could look at it, but what you say is very true, that maybe they should let him play with anyone. I mean, it's maybe not about signing a veteran for him.
Well, it's funny, the trickle-down. Bill Hoppe is our guest here because Ristolainen, you can't forget he's only 23 here, and if he does come back here, as many expect that he will, is he somebody that right now in his career arc, there's still a lot of hockey ahead of him? What would it mean for him to have a little less ice time at this point? Would that benefit him if he was he was playing with a second pairing, Bill?
Oh, for sure, and maybe that's what he is, and there's no shame in that. Maybe he's just a second pairing defenseman. I mean, he's a very good defenseman, but I think when you're playing him, and he can play a lot of minutes, but when you're playing him 25 minutes every game or even more, he's playing constantly facing the opponent's top, pairing, top line. I mean, that takes a toll on you. And in my opinion, based on what I've seen the last couple of years, he's better suited for a little bit of a secondary role. That doesn't mean he can't play 21 minutes a night. That doesn't mean he's not going to be a very good defenseman, maybe have 50 points again, maybe score 15 goals. But I think with a guy like Rasmus Dahlin, even guys like Jake McCabe and Zach Bogosian healthy, that all could go into helping Rasmus Ristolainen kind of carve out a little bit of a lesser role.
You can read Bill Hoppe's work at BuffaloHockeyBeat.com. We're excited to have him in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia right now on ESPN Rochester. We've been joking, Bill, that this team isn't going to be satisfied until they acquire every Rasmus, every Boston Terrier, and every Swedish defenseman. What can you tell us about the rest of the draft picks from this weekend in Dallas? We know about Samuelson in the second round.
Yeah, Samuelson, son of former NHL defenseman Shel Samuelson. He's going to Western Michigan. He was a guy, and you hear this with a lot of early second-round picks, but he was a guy that a lot of experts had tabbed as a first-rounder. And you talk to him, he's a very impressive young man. The Sabres really, I think, like his bloodline. Talking to Randy Sexton, the Amherst GM, Sabres assistant GM, they really liked how he understands what it takes to make the NHL, and not just what it takes to get there, but what it takes to stay there. And stuff like that goes a long way when you interview all these kids. And I think they're happy they got him. The rest of the guy, I mean, I don't know a ton about the rest of these guys. Matei, if that's how you say it, Pekar, he's an interesting draft pick. He played with Muskegon last year, almost a point-per-game player. Muskegon in the United States Hockey League, a winger. He was very honest in just saying that barely a year ago, I mean, he didn't think the NHL draft was just a possibility, but he became was the league's rookie of the year, and he's going to Miami of Ohio next year. He's an intriguing talent. The rest of the draft is... Jason Botchel has a penchant for drafting a lot of Europeans. That there's quite honestly not a lot of info on out there, even this day and age. So a lot of those later round guys, I don't know a lot about.
Well, I guess one area where we know they didn't select was goaltender. Is that at all surprising to you, Bill, that the Sabres did not use a draft pick on a goalie this weekend?
No, I think a lot of teams like to draft one every year, whether it's just a sixth or seventh rounder. And I think they wanted to get one. But, I mean, don't take one for the sake of it. They have some guys in the pipeline. I just think if you really, truly don't want to take one, don't force it. But, yeah, most teams do want to take one just about every year.
Bill Hockey, Buffalo Hockey Beat, our guest here. As far as the depth at winger two, I know some have expressed concern that you have at least this pipeline of young defensemen. At center right now, you can kind of make up a depth chart, not just in Buffalo, but in Rochester as well. But what about the winger? Is that a little thin, would you say, in the organization right now, Bill?
I think so. And like you say, there's a lot of nice pieces. I mean, they have built up some of the NHL's best center depth with Jack Eichel, Ryan O'Reilly, Casey Middlestad. They have some terrific young defensemen, but they just don't have a lot of wingers. They don't have a lot of speed on the wings. As good as Sam Reinhart is, and it wouldn't surprise me if Sam Reinhart scored 35 goals this year, he's not a very fast player. So just heading into free agency, trade season, besides goaltending, I would say their number one priority is just adding wingers, adding speed on the wing.
Bill Hoppe at BuffaloHockeyBeat.com joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. You mentioned Sam Reinhart, and we'll talk about qualifying offers for restricted free agents here in a second, Bill. But first, one last note on the draft. Anything curious about the idea that Botchel in his two seasons drafting for the Sabres hasn't taken any Canadian Hockey League players?
That is surprising. And it's something you noticed last year, but it's the first draft, it's whatever, six or seven picks. You kind of wait to see what happens the next year. And sure enough, he didn't do it again. And I think for him, it's not that he's against taking players from there, but for him in the later rounds, it's so hard to judge. Well, it's hard to judge all the rounds, but especially in the later rounds. And with those CHL guys, you only get a couple of years. If you draft a college guy, if you draft a European, you have 4 years to sign them, 2 extra years to judge them, and there's a lot of value in that. So that's his philosophy, and when you hear him explain it, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, 2 years versus four, I mean, those, you know, 20, 21-year-old years for a lot of guys are huge years. It's when they really transform, and that means something.
Bill Hoppe from the Buffalo Hockey Beat, our guest here, is a lot of Sabre news will come up this week, of course, the end of the week. Free agency. We have development camp. We have a deadline at 5 o'clock today where teams must tender their restricted free agents. Any surprise at all to you that the Sabres will not tender a contract to Victor Antipin?
No. You could tell by the end of the year that he wasn't in their plans when they were in last place in the league. It was a perfect time for them to just evaluate him, let him play 17, 20 minutes a night, see what they had, but they weren't even interested in that. So I think by February, March, when you saw he was still a healthy scratch, that he wasn't in the team's plan. But apparently, he's still trying to play in North America. I liked talking to him. He was an interesting young man, and I hope he does well because he does have some talent.
And what about Scott Wilson, who was acquired, of course, from Detroit last December? You know, they're not going to tender him, but the intention is to get him to sign as a free agent. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's related to arbitration. By not tendering him, they can skip that process, and they think they can re-sign him July 1st. I would, if they go to that length to do that, I would expect that they do know already that they can sign him. He's another guy. He's won a Stanley Cup with Pittsburgh. He has speed. He can play up and down the lineup. He's a valuable guy to have, and he was one of their bigger surprises last year. So I would expect that they re-sign him on Sunday.
Let's take the temperature of the trade market right now for Ryan O'Reilly. This was all the talk here, you know, for various reasons, and then nothing happened. So where do we go from here? Will we reach a point, do you think? Is there a date? Is it July 1st? Is it the start of training camp? At what point do we say, all right, you know what? Indeed, Ryan O'Reilly is going to be part of this team. That's part one of my question, Bill. And part two, and I'm going to make this argument, is that keeping Ryan O'Reilly on the roster, Bill, how much of that is connected to the development of Casey Mittelstadt? Because to me, you don't want to rush things with Mittelstadt by bumping him up to the second line if he's not ready for it. So to me, that would be the reason, ultimately, I would say don't trade Ryan O'Reilly.
Well, my thought is if he's not traded in the next couple of weeks, maybe the second week of July, then he'll stay put. There's that big bonus he's due on July 1st, whatever, $7.5 million. Mm-hmm. So I think teams who are interested, as much as they're interested, they don't want to pay that, so they want the Sabres to pay that first. But you bring up a good point. I mean, by trading, I mean, he does everything, so many things so well. You're taking a huge piece out of your lineup, and you're also putting more pressure on Casey Mittelstadt, probably moving him up to number two center, or maybe you keep him at three, but then you don't have a number two center. So there's a huge ripple effect by trading him. And if the Sabres are serious about winning right away, I just don't see how trading Ryan O'Reilly makes a lot of sense. You look back some nice pieces, but nothing's going to replace him. And if they were the worst team in the league with him, playing all those minutes, scoring, taking those key faceoffs, I mean, what's going to happen without him?
Right.
So I understand that he's not the fastest guy, that he makes a lot of money. He's already, 27, and maybe he only has a few good years left, but I would keep him.
Bill Hoppe of BuffaloHockeyBeat.com joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. So 5 o'clock, the deadline to qualify restricted free agents. The list of restricted free agents for Buffalo: Sam Reinhart, Nicholas Baptiste, Justin Bailey, Sean Malone, Danny O'Regan, C.J. Smith, and goalie Jason Kasdorf, a bunch of those names we're very familiar with here in Rochester. I want to focus in on the first three: Sam Reinhart, Nicholas Baptiste, Justin Bailey. I mean, for Reinhart, what do you think is a fair offer for Sam Reinhart?
Boy, that's a good question, because he's been good, pretty good his first three seasons. He had a terrific second half, but he also had a horrible first half, so... I'm not sure what his value is. If you want to go long term, is he worth $4 million a year? If you go short term, does he get a 1 year deal worth $4.5 million? It's tricky to figure out the value of these guys with such a small body of work. But he's been very good, and it wouldn't surprise me if he got a big contract for the next 4 or 5 years.
Well, and about the other two guys, I think, you know, we've seen them up close and personal here. We've seen flashes of brilliance out of both Baptiste and Bailey here in Rochester, but then it's just not there enough. Is this typical of a player, would you say, Bill, that, you know, sometimes it does take a little longer, or is this, would you say, more of a warning sign? Because for Bailey and Baptiste, I would have thought they would have put it all together by now.
Well, they've certainly had a lot of good chances, and as you say, you certainly see flashes. At times, they've been top-level AHL scorers. I think the Sabres have given them some great opportunities, not only with top lines, but they for long stretches, for a few weeks, for a month, but they just haven't quite put it together yet. That said, I mean, they've shown enough where, I mean, you want to give them a qualifying offer to bring them back? I mean, sure, why not? I mean, I have no problem with Nick Baptiste returning, Justin Bailey returning. What might they be able to do on just a better team? I think sometimes people lose track of these kids have been playing on terrible teams, and yes, they've played with some nice talent, but if maybe they haven't been put quite in the right spots because of how bad the Sabres have been.
Bill, you were down in Dallas, so you know, you hear a lot of buzz, a lot of chatter, and certainly the Sabres are in need of a goalie. Not telling you anything I don't already want to, you haven't heard already. Is Cam Ward the favorite here off of free agency, and who might be some other candidates that would intrigue Sabre fans right now to be the starting goalie, you know, outside of the possibility of Linus Allmark this season?
I'm not sure about Cam Ward. Cam, if you talk to people around the league and so forth, Cam Ward might be the most overrated goalie. He won a Stanley Cup 12 years ago, and he's had some nice seasons, but I don't know at age 30-something if he's really their answer. There's some intriguing guys out there. Carter Hutton, who's been a career backup, but had a great season with the St. Louis Blues. He's available. The Sabres, I'm sure, have inquired about him. There's Jonathan Bernier, who had a pretty good year with Colorado last year. He started before. So there are guys out there. It's interesting. It'll be interesting to me to see what kind of guy they ultimately acquire, because when we talked to Jason Bostrom the other day, it was the first time he really verbalized that he doesn't think Linus Allmark is ready to be the starting goalie. The question was about playing 30 games, and he said he doesn't even know if he could do that. So, to me, they're looking for a veteran with starting experience that is maybe willing to be a backup if Allmark grabs the reins, or could be your starter playing 40, 50-plus games.
Bill, I thought it was so interesting that the NHL put the draft in Dallas the same year the NFL did. And the NFL draft, gosh, it's grown to a size I don't think any of us could have possibly imagined. It's not a fair comparison, but I'm just curious to get your thoughts on how the whole experience was down there in Dallas. And then obviously we had it here a few years ago. So how did Dallas do as far as a draft host, would you say?
They did well as a draft host. I don't think it was... you get in an Uber there, riding to the rink or your hotel or whatever, and people don't know, your driver doesn't know that the draft is in town. So it wasn't like that in Buffalo. It wasn't like that in Chicago. It was a little bit different, but they did a good job. And you're right, it has become a huge event. It's one of those dates you circle on the calendar. And teams have been charging for tickets in recent years. It's just become this whole thing that it wasn't even 10 years ago. So it's always a lot of fun.
Bill, what are you working on now for everybody at BuffaloHockeyBeat.com?
Just a story on Darlene's arrival news conference. And got a whole bunch of other stuff in the works over the next coming days. So check it out.
Yeah, and then you've got, like you said, next couple of days, prospects camp. What, like, for the Sabre fan listening right now, what should people be on the lookout for? What storylines when it comes to prospects camp this week?
Well, everyone's going to want to obviously look at Darlene, but I mean, there's some interesting guys. Alexander Nylander, he was skating today at Harbor Center. This is a pivotal year for him. There's guys like that I think the Sabres want to take that next step and want them to make the NHL, but you're not sure if they're going to. There's I don't know if C.J. Smith will be there. Bailey and Baptiste won't be there. But there's a lot of guys, you know, there's a Lawrence Pilot, that defenseman they signed from Europe. The Sabres expect him to start in Rochester. We know he was a good Swedish Hockey League defenseman, but we don't really know a ton about him. It'll be interesting to see him up close for the first time. So guys like that, the guys that you've heard a lot about, but maybe don't quite know a lot about their game, haven't seen them in person, those are the guys that I like to watch.
Read more about it. Sabres prospects happening this week, BuffaloHockeyBeat.com. Bill Hoppe, our guest here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. And as always, Bill, we appreciate you carving out some of your time out of your busy schedule to join us here in the Sports Bar.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the rest of your week. Bill Hoppe, BuffaloHockeyBeat.com, doing great work over there.
Cam Ward is overrated.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, for what you're asking him to do, and
Cam Ward only works if Linus Ullmark pushes him out, right? If Linus Ullmark isn't ready, then you're stuck with Cam Ward. You're looking at another non-playoff year. I think that's the obvious statement. So you got to do better than Cam Ward, but as far as availability and affordability, that's what might you be left with there?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Carter Hutton is the other name that he brought up, and Carter Hutton had a real, real nice save percentage last year in 32 games, a save percentage of .931. So that's going to get a lot of people's attention come free agency here, and I have a feeling if the Sabres are interested in him, they're not going to be the only team, and my hope is that they wouldn't go out and overspend on a Carter Hutton, unless you had, you know, well, I guess if you had desires of him long term, then you would. But it'll be interesting to see if they're a player in that Carter Hutton sweepstakes, because he certainly has the stats from last year to show that he's worth at least a look-see. Zach tweeting us at ESPN Rochester. Maybe I'm biased from watching Amherst games, but I think Bailey and Baptiste would be great bottom six energy forwards in time. Yeah, Zach, I mean, you know, we'll find out what the qualifying offers are from the restricted free agents here with the deadline coming up here at 5 o'clock. Keep it on ESPN Rochester. Next, we go to the NFL and around the National Football League and serve today's top stories in bite-sized form. We do it every day at this time. It's called NFL Appetizers.
Yeah, some of the stories in NFL Appetizers. Julian Edelman, this appeal case is interesting. We've got some news out of Green Bay. And, one of my favorites. You had to put in here, Danger.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, buddy.
Well, you're talking about Jim Kelly, right? Jim Kelly being...
Oh, no, he is my favorite. I'm talking about the other guy.
Opposite. If you want to see my co-host, Gene Battaglia, if you want to see his head explode, just give me about 5 or 6 minutes or so.
Biggest phony in sports.
There we go. We're going to get into it next with NFL Appetizers in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.